Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down to merge these two great anointings, Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. Paul calls it one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar. The grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. I'm speaking to Aviad Cohen, and perhaps you're familiar with what he was known in his rap music career, 50 Shekel. Aviad, it got hot. Did you have any idea it would take off like that?
I actually had no idea, but I knew that this was something that God was setting up. I had no idea what he was doing, but I wanted to give back some, you know, something to the Jewish community. I wanted to do something different.
You used a word, you wanted fun for Jewish people. What did you, why?
Because the Jewish kids, what do they got? What do they listen to? 50 Cent? They listen to Eminem? Does Eminem go to shul? No. So I made a song. It's like, you can find me in the shul, praying after school, honey. I got the shevets if you jump again my pool.
And, of course, a shul is a synagogue.
I mean, this is what I was spieling about. You know, it's like, I was raised in Brooklyn, so I talk about Brooklyn. I raised in, you know, in Jersey. I talk about, you know, I talk about Manischewitz. I talk about what's cultural, not just, you know, oh, we're, you know, Jews.
Okay, so you wanted to do it in your wildest imagination. You hit big time with this rap music. Tell me about you decide you want to go back to your roots. You go back to New York, and you start checking into the synagogue scene. Tell me about what you were investigating.
Well, I thought that by because, you know, if I wanted to be a better Jew, that that would mean that I should probably go and, like, become, like, an Orthodox Jew. Why? Because we're always kind of, like, you know, kind of pushed to believe that the Orthodox know what they're talking about, and they're self, you're so righteous, and being religious is very important. But I didn't, until later on, I didn't realize that it wasn't about religion, it was about relationship with God.
But you didn't know that, and you were doing the best you knew how. Tell me some of the things you were doing.
As far as religion goes?
Yeah.
Well, I was just studying with a rabbi, and but what was very odd was it's that even though they were teaching me, you know, reteaching me, I had to like relearn like this whole, you know, putting on a tefillin, reteaching me how to like putting, you know, I had to deal with the whole kosher laws, their version of kosher laws. But one thing when they were doing Torah studies was that I was studying with a rabbi is that, you know, he would have the scripture, on the table. But then on top of it, he would, you know, have the Talmud, Mishnah, and Gemara, and then the Kabbalah. And I'm like, why is God's word, the Bible, all the way on the bottom? And why are we not, why is everyone just trying to, like, tell me about what they think their interpretation of the word of God is, when it really it's gone to now be about, like, the interpretation of what that rabbi says. So no one's really even paying attention to the word of God anymore, or to God anymore.
So, Avi, you're going to these Torah studies conducted by rabbis. What were their opinion of Jesus?
Well, we couldn't even really discuss Jesus. I mean, they can talk about, you know, Yasser Arafat, Bin Laden, Satan, anybody evil, you know, Hitler. But, you know, if we mentioned Jesus, oh, forget it, you can't talk about Jesus.
You can't even have a reasonable discussion because within traditional Judaism, Jesus is looked at as a Jewish prophet, not the Messiah, not the Son of God, but a Jewish prophet. So can't you talk about a Jewish prophet?
What's amazing is the fact that whatever you said right here,
yes,
I would have cut you off on the first vowel.
All right, if you were the rabbi, what would you have said to me?
You wouldn't have gotten a chance to say anything. All you would have said is the word Jesus and a discussion. And you would have gotten a look, and that, and everyone, the whole room would just be silent.
Now, why is this?
Because he is who he says he is, and that's why. Because they're afraid. Because you know something, they can't confront their own. They can't confront the fact that, man, I didn't even know then that Jesus was a Jewish Messiah, but it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's just. What just is really sad is the fact that, you know, all these kids, you know, in Upper West Side, Manhattan. You know, they have all these Jewish kids that, you know, that come in there who are atheists or whatever, who are conservative, whatever, and they try to reel them into, like, Orthodox Judaism. And they try to turn, like, I remember the first night I went to the rabbi's house, and there was somebody who was finally getting, you know, it's like one of his, you know, little rabbinic robots that he turned into, you know, he created this, like, a little rabbinic robot. You know, this guy was not a, you know, Orthodox, and now he's just, you know, that's a product of his doing. And, you know, he was getting married, and it was a long table, the guy on one side, the girls on the other side. And the guy sitting to my left, and I look at him, and I told him, congratulations. And I looked at it in his eyes, in his face, and he looked dead. Like, it looks like somehow or another, he just went in through some intense training, and, like, he's, like literally has just been, like, brainwashed, and, like, is he's every bit of life has been sucked out of him. And I was like, is this what I'm heading into?
Now, tell me about the one, you went to many Shabbat dinners, but there was one in particular where the rabbi was saying, and there were about 20 young people, you were one of them, we want Mashiach now.
They sing it every time. Every Shabbat, the rabbi leads them. And I think the thing is, the people on the Upper West Side, they really have a heart for wanting to serve God, but they don't really know him. Yeshua says they won't know the Father until they know me. You know, it's they have to first know Yeshua. How else are you going to know your Father?
Now, did you, at that time, before you became a believer, did you ever ask a rabbi about Jesus? Ever?
Not until I became more aware of the fact that he was the Messiah, that I ran into that rabbi that I was studying with. I ran into him on a Shabbos day on the street. And he wanted me to come back to his house, you know, for Shabbat, you know, for lunch. I mean, he's a hospitable guy. But I said, no, I don't want to. But then I said, well, what if Jesus is the Jewish Messiah? And he pushed me. And he said, what are you talking about? It's stupid. And I'm like, don't you touch me. Because he has some of these rabbis, you know, some of these rabbis can be a little physical sometimes. I don't understand some of these people. Not all. I will just mention this one. So that's it. I'm not going to say all of them are like that, but I don't know. They think they have some sort of authority over people. Like, they could tell you what to do. And that's, you know, it's like if you read, it's amazing. It's like if you read Jeremiah 8:8, it says, you know, how do you say, you know, we are wise and the Torah of Yahweh is with us. But look, the false pen of the scribe has worked falsehood. The wise shall be put to shame. They shall be broken down and caught. See, they have rejected the word of Yahweh. So what wisdom do they have? So they have all this wisdom with their Kabbalah, with their Mishnah and Gemara and Talmud, but they don't even read the Word of God, and they don't understand that in Isaiah 53, it says that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was pierced for our iniquities, by stripes we are healed. And you know something? Sid, I have to tell you, I am healed. It took me 29 years to find, and I've been looking in the truth, I was involved in New Age, I was involved in a whole bunch of different things, and then it took me all this time, and then finally, I found the truth. And you know something? I am not letting go of the truth.
Speaking of the truth, I love your new album. It's not just rap, although rap is in there. It's contemporary. The title is called, and I love the title too, Hooked on the Truth. Let's hear one of the cuts, For His Glory. What's that about?
The words go like this. Why do my brothers not see, Lord? Why are they blind? The chosen walked away from you since back in time.
I'm ready to listen to For His Glory.
How did the sheep get lost in the field, misled by fools? The wolves and the sheep's clothes made of laws, ungodly rules. I pray that they'll reach out to his son and come out of chains. The truth shall set them free at last, and no king yet reigns. My brothers, sisters, yeah, we're keeping it true. I
Selection called For His Glory from the CD we're making available, Hooked on the Truth. Avi, you're getting response on this from all over the world. You were telling me about this person that ordered the CD that lives in Japan. Why did he do that?
Yeah, he ordered the CD, and he's going to give it to his friend who's an Orthodox Jew who lives in France. This CD is an icebreaker for somebody who's a believer that wants to share it with their Jewish friend who does not know Jesus as the Jewish Messiah.
And I know something. I know that this is God's time to have mercy on Israel. And to me, music is one of the best ways. This will cause your heart to break for the Jewish people. But it'd be a tremendous gift to give to, well, it may not be an Orthodox rabbi, but it could be the Jewish person that God himself has had cross your path. I'd like you to call or write today and order this CD by Avi. It's called Hooked on the Truth. Is it true you were looking at my TV show, It's Supernatural, when you were composing some of these works?
Yeah, I was actually in Agoura, California, downstairs on my laptop, and I would log on to your website and watch the video excerpts.
Okay, Mishpucha, consider yourself challenged for the CD Hooked on the Truth. Donation of $20. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.